Hello.
What's good?
Heyo.
Welcome to our world.
Oh man, happy weekend, everybody. All right, let's get this going. NASA has finally released the first pictures ever obtained of a black hole. In a few years, we'll get a full resolution picture of just blackness. Like Can't Escape.
What?
Get it? Nobody gets it? Okay, never mind. This is a nerd joke. All right, so for today's first topic, we're going to talk about a man who spent 32 days in jail after his ex-wife falsely accused him of rape. Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez is now trying to ban motorcycles. Somebody come get her. That and more on this episode of The Salty Show. All right, Ray, give us the latest from the Crazy Ray Chronicles.
Let's take it away. Alrighty, so I'm going to start off with a real banger. So deputies surround burglar in Oregon home, found out suspect is a Roomba trapped in the bathroom.
So the police break into this house thinking someone's robbing it.
Oh. Well.
And it's just a Roomba bouncing around in the bathroom?
The owner called the police.
Mm-hmm. Ah, the owner heard it. Okay.
Saying she came home, she saw that the bathroom door was locked and the light was on. And there was movement underneath the door.
Oh, wow.
So then she calls the cops saying, oh, yeah, this is, there's somebody in my house. And within several minutes, the deputies surround the home, calling for a canine team as backup. And they said that they could hear a rustling noise coming from the bathroom.
Where is this again?
This is in Oregon.
Oregon?
Things are happening.
Just imagine if it was in like Kentucky or something, she just would have shot through the door.
No.
Shotgun.
I like to think that so Roomba was probably trying to escape, you know what I'm saying? It's like, she treats me bad. I work long hours.
She doesn't even charge me right.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, poor lady.
So after calling to the suspect several times over a loudspeaker, deputies went into the home with their guns drawn. After opening the bathroom door, they said that they found an automated robot vacuum crashing around the floor.
Did she know she had a Roomba, or was it like gift from her wayward long-lost son or something?
She probably just didn't know. Like, it probably just accidentally locked itself in the bathroom.
Right. It got behind the door and closed it. Yeah, I can see that happening.
It's happened to me before where it went into, like, the laundry room, and I was like, where did it go? Oh. It's gone.
You know what's interesting, though? Because some people have heart attacks just because they panic, right? What if she had just collapsed? But would this be the first case of an actual robot killing a human being?
Well, there's been close. With like the Amazon robots, there's been real close accounts where they've blown up like bear spray.
Bear spray?
And it's put people in the hospital for like days.
Oh, no.
This is at the warehouses?
Yeah, at a couple of different ones. And then there's one where it impaled, like some worker in China got impaled with like 6 spikes for some reason.
6 spikes? How do you
I
get
saw
impaled?
The pictures of it in the surgery for
Did
it.
Did you say bikes or spikes?
Spikes.
Oh, spikes. Yeah. I thought you said bikes, like bicycles. I'm like, how do you get stabbed by 6 bicycles?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
What was this robot doing?
On attack.
Lance Armstrong's working in China at the Amazon plant now, apparently.
Nobody else is going to let him ride his bike anywhere.
Exactly. Got to force it on people. So the next one is a weird dark turn. So a Michigan motorcyclist dies after being hit by a flying turkey.
Well, I mean, who hasn't?
I mean,
was it a frozen turkey?
So turkeys do actually fly?
I guess. I didn't think that they did. I thought they were too fat.
Turkeys don't fly, right?
Maybe
they can kind of like get a little bit off the ground, but I don't
like chickens. I don't know.
Turkeys can't fly. Come on.
So, well, this guy just got hit by one. What do you?
Barely.
Are we claiming false news?
Let's figure this out.
Fake news.
Alrighty. A 70-year-old Michigan man died Saturday after colliding with a turkey while riding his motorcycle. He has not been publicly identified, but just before 1 p.m., when a group of turkeys crossed the road in front of him, the Oakland County Sheriff's Office stated that one of the birds took flight and flew directly into the man, hitting him in the chest, causing him to lose control of the bike. The man crashed into the guardrail, which severed his leg below the knee, and the paramedics took him, stabilized him, but then he died in the hospital.
Well, so that the turkey didn't kill him. The hitting the barrier did.
But is this turkeys getting their revenge for Thanksgiving?
You are fake news. I don't know about this. How did that turkey get up in the air? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
They can,
what
like,
if they're like wild turkeys? They're different.
Well, wild turkeys. The same thing with peacocks in Florida. When we were in Florida, they're the peacocks. They,
oh, the
you look at them
ugly.
And you don't ever see them flying.
No.
But they get into the trees. I mean, they're in the trees. You look up and there's three or four peacocks. Right.
Well,
in
I
the
Googled
tree.
It, and we know how accurate Google is.
Oh, yeah.
It says that while the turkey you cook for Thanksgiving has never been airborne,
oh, yeah, they
wild turkeys can fly, apparently. So yeah, these okay. must have been some wild turkeys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the turkeys that we eat for Thanksgiving, they modify them. They modify them so much that they can't even have their own sex with themselves.
Right,
they have to artificially inseminate them because they make them so fat that they can't even get onto each other to reproduce.
My sister had a turkey because she lived on a farm. My oldest sister.
Wait, what?
Okay. She had a turkey and it got so fat that it broke its own legs because it couldn't support itself anymore.
Oh, wow.
So then they had to kill it. But she had it as like a pet.
Did they eat it?
I think they ate it.
Of course. You're on a farm. You kill an animal, you eat it.
I got a story about this that happened to me when I was a kid, right? So mom brings over some two chickens, right? And I have, you know, I mean, like, when you're a kid, you know, you become friends with these chickens. I don't know, we named these chickens, homie. I'm serious. So we'd come out home from school and we'd play with the chicken. We gave it a name. I don't even remember the name of this chicken, but let's just say
Sir Clucks-a-Lot.
Yeah, something. And then one day I get home from school, and this is the scene that I see. This traumatized me for life, dude. I walk in, and the chickens are hanging upside down, heads cut off. There's a bucket underneath them. Blood is just gushing out of them. And I'm sure, like, I've never seen such, you know what I mean? Like,
such
this
a massacre.
Is gruesome. You know, exactly.
How old were you?
I don't know, man. Maybe 10.
Okay.
Okay. So the worst thing about it, my mom says, oh, we're eating these.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no. So she made me eat it. It tasted so bad. Like it was because of the.
It was mental, not
exactly.
actual flavor issue.
Yeah, no. I mean, it smelled good, but I didn't want to eat it. I was so traumatized by this.
You lost your appetite.
And he hasn't eaten chicken since.
No.
Whenever we drive by Chick-fil-A, he starts twitching.
I eat chicken wings all the time.
Get flashbacks.
It was just these chickens, you know, because I got close to these chickens. So.
I used to work with a girl that had pet chickens, and they would sleep in her bed.
Mm-mm. Oh, those so nasty.
That's disgusting, though. Oh. That's beyond. No, that's
yeah. They would.
No,
they were house chickens.
Oh, hell no.
Well, what's a house chicken?
I don't know. That's what they
are.
They
just call them
a
house chicken.
It's a thing. Apparently, people do it.
Well, I have a house goat. So,
wait, do you really?
No.
Yeah, it goes up on the chimney. It hangs there.
It hangs out of the fireplace. Yeah, it climbs up.
Anyway.
Alrighty. So next we have a judge orders both twins to pay child support when neither admits to paternity.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
The Brazil judge called out the deadbeat dad, whichever identical twin he is, for not stepping up to his baby. So a pair of identical twins in central Brazil are in trouble after a judge ordered them both to pay child support for a single baby. One of the twins had a casual fling with a woman who later gave birth to a baby girl. The woman isn't certain which twin is the dad.
So she doesn't know which twin because she was hanging out with both of them, or she just wasn't sure
Like, I don't think she knew the... I don't know. Like, that's a good question because it doesn't say. It just says the judge ordered them identified as only Fabrico and Fernando to take DNA tests.
So they want nothing to do with the baby.
No, neither of them.
But here's the deal. I mean, a lot of let me just put this out there because a lot of Latin American countries are very religious, right? And
really?
And what he should do? I'm just saying what he should do is pull the Solomon trick on them, which is say, hey, guess what? If none of you want this baby,
I'll cut it in half.
It's going to be aborted or something. You know,
it's already born.
Oh, really? It was out. Sorry.
Wow.
Well, there goes that theory.
No, you never know.
Fail. Chops.
And
nobody says no, right? Anyways, stop. Okay, so wait, hold up. So this is crazy because they are twins, so they share the same.
So do identical twins, do they have the exact same DNA?
Yeah.
I mean, down to...
They
because when they do a DNA test, they only look for a certain... A range of the chromosomes or whatever. They don't do the whole thing, right?
Okay, wait. Does she know which one it is?
She doesn't know.
Was it like a one night stand?
It was like I think
a fling or whatever she said.
Oh, wow.
See. They both came back positive.
They probably both did it.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. I was
like,
they could have tricked her.
Being the brother who didn't do it, And now your brother fucked you over. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Like, really, bro?
Well, apparently, obviously, they're close, and they tag team on this, saying, you know, hey,
it could have been.
I think they tag team.
They can't.
Hold on, I'm gonna go get some water.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, they basically right, I'm back. After she brought the suit or whatever to them, they just looked at it and said, well, she can't prove either one of us did it, so let's just cover each other's back. You know, mm-hmm. even if one of them did do it, and the other one's like, well, you know, hey, I got your back, bro. You know, that's. Yeah. If it's exactly the same DNA, then good luck, right?
You never
but
know.
But I guess the answer That's is crazy. Make them both pay.
Yeah. So they're making them pay over both of each of them over $60 a month.
$60. This was in where?
Brazil.
Brazil?
Sure. Or 30% of the Brazilian minimum wage.
You said 30%?
30%.
Okay.
Towards
so
the child.
That's what minimum wage around here is $12 an hour. So it's $4.
Yeah. So it says it actually helps the child. Well, it depends on the state for minimum wage, right?
Well, I mean, the right thing was done. Somebody's got to be accountable for that. Yeah. And if they both want to carry that burden, then by all means.
Yeah.
And the judge said such vile behavior cannot be tolerated by the law. And that vile, they were both acting behavior. In bad faith. Dang. Mm. He just took it out on them.
Well, here's the deal. Well, anyways, I wonder if she knew what.
So it says they ruled that both men's names will appear on the child's birth certificate.
Oh, wow.
So he's got two dads and he doesn't even know.
Straight up.
I wonder how different the rules are in Brazil. Brazil? Brazil. Than in, you know.
Like, I doubt that would ever happen here.
You think? Oh, yeah. Yeah, why not?
It's such a rare occurrence. It's so weird.
But I know places where that could happen.
The one thing that I find a little bit interesting is, like, a lot of identical twins, like, even though they are identical, there's different, like, environmental, like, issues that they might run into that can make them look different. So, like, same as, like, in the womb, there's always, like, a dominant twin versus a non-dominant twin. And, of course, it might be so subtle. Like, I don't know what these guys look like, so I can't say per se, but there are different, like, environmental things that can cause them to look different.
Some of them versus being completely identical. One tends to go to the gym more often than the other.
Exactly.
Or
it's real hard to find people that look completely alike.
They don't share fingerprints and none of that, right?
I don't think they share fingerprints. No.
It's just the, okay.
Just the DNA.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look that up.
I don't think they do.
What?
All right. So the last one is actually a follow up. So this is on the Australian bullying farting guy.
What happened with him?
All right. So Australian appeals court dismissed the bullying case where a victim accused his former superior of repeatedly farting at him. The one thing that I found interesting in this that wasn't in the initial one is that the guy would go into his narrow windowless office a few times a day just to break wind, which led him to spray deodorant on the guy and call him Mr. Stinky.
So wait. The guy who the boss who was farting
on him
would fart on his employee and then the boss would spray the employee and call him Mr. Stinky.
Yes.
Wow. Oh.
And it would happen 5 or 6 times a day.
Did he say why they dropped the case?
So they settled out of court.
They settled.
All right.
Well, because he was suing them for like millions, right?
1.3 million. Yeah, the judge was like, look, this is not worth 1.3 million. Yeah. Like, granted, like, it is, they constituted it as assault.
Assault. Okay.
Which is a little bit interesting, but yeah, so that was the end of that. And that's all we have in Rachel's Weird News.
Sweet. All right.
All right. Going on, Jeremy?
All right, so we got a guy. We got a guy. So this Australian man who spent 32 days in jail after his wife falsely accused him of raping her and domestic abuse charges.
Yeah.
So basically,
yeah, I mean, to me, read the story because I think that's what's going to.
You want me to read the whole thing?
Well, read the beginning of it because I think it at least gives us a.
Okay. So the man's nightmare began in 2015 while his and his ex-wife's marriage was falling apart. She, a pediatrician in Sydney, had been abusing prescription painkillers, Tramadol, for at least
the weakest painkiller ever.
The weakest. All right. Well,
yeah. You might as well
she's a pediatrician, so maybe she's used to prescribing low-end painkillers. Anyways, for at least 5 years, writing prescriptions in her husband's name.
Oh, wow.
So that's
okay. Hold on. So they were separated, right? They
I think she was doing this before they were.
No, but what I'm saying is that when the incident happened, they already...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what happened is they separated. She moved out and she came back and visited.
Right.
They apparently, she said he raped her 3 times.
That same night?
During that time she was back. Yeah. So apparently, you know, he raped her 1 night and then she stayed for the next night.
Oh, I thought it was all in 1 night.
No, I believe it's, there's a time frame. I don't know if it was overnight or what.
But the thing is that what basically exonerates the guy is that I guess she didn't know that he had webcams.
The day before she moved back into the house, he installs cameras in the house.
Yeah.
And then so...
Thank God.
Yeah. Dude, can you? But
then also there was a text message that she was like, "Have a good flight." Right. Like afterwards,
so she comes back and they. He sends the videos to the cops and come to find out that they reviewed the video and it was clearly consensual. They did have sex, but it was consensual.
But my thing is that why did he spend time in jail after if the cops see this. They're like, okay, done. This is over. This is not even nothing. So what happened?
So it was this exculpatory evidence. So it was evidence that was basically like, if I remember right, it basically means that like it was given to the police and then the prosecutors never disclosed it to the defendants.
Wow. See, and that's why he's suing.
Yeah.
Because that stuff should have been disclosed. Yeah.
He's suing the police, the prosecutors, and his ex-wife for $500,000.
Good.
Dollars.
Which really isn't all that much when you consider it.
Because think of it this way.
It's forever.
Right? Somebody
record.
Who's really raped, they're damaged, for life. But then there's the raping of a name, right? Of your character name, and character, your, you know what I'm saying? Like your name. And to me, if you do that, then you should suffer the consequences that are coming towards you. It's only this is how you prevent women from claiming. Because imagine if there had been no camera.
Yeah.
He's screwed.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He's in jail. He would have spent. Long.
Yeah, exactly. How long would he have been in jail? I don't know what the sentence is for that.
It doesn't say how long a sentence in Australia
but to
is
me,
for
it's
that.
Like you got to put a stop to it. It's the same shit with fucking Jussie Smollett. Right. Because he comes out and claims false things. Hoping to have a certain, maybe reaction, but a certain result. Same thing with this girl or this lady. What was her ultimate goal? What did she want from this? And why ruin a guy's name?
So it's not even just the name, because I would imagine that in Australia it's similar to here, where it's like he would forever have to register as a sex offender.
Exactly.
Which is royally screwing him over.
Can you imagine how many guys have suffered from this?
Yeah.
A wife who was vindictive. And said, hey, you know what? Or a girlfriend or somebody, hey, I regret even having this. And, you know, this is how it's going to be erased.
Yeah. They can change their mind any number of days down the road.
For example, they cheated on their husband. And this is a way for them to be like, oh, well, I have no responsibility for what I participated in. I'm not saying, look, I'm not, if it's rape, then of course, punishment.
Right. Yeah.
But then the opposite should be as well, because you can't rape somebody's character and reputation and name.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. But there is also I would like to think that doesn't really happen all that much anymore, but especially as much as 10 years ago, somebody came to the court and was like, I was raped. Like same as that story last week where it was like, she was too ugly to have been raped. Like things like that, where it's like, you can't totally dismiss it, but at the same time, you have to figure out some kind of evidence. It's the same as, with couples, if you're married, there is still considered rape if you guys are married, if it's unwilling. But you have to be able to show that there was some kind of physical damage caused to you, which it's I would think she even talked the one thing that I thought was weird was kissed her very forcibly to the point where it hurt.
Oh, wow.
What does
I would
mean?
Think
you
like if some
her?
Like I so mean
like one of those novels,
unless I was exactly. drugged. I would fight for my, it was my life if somebody was trying to do that. And there would be bruises. There would be people's evidence. Skin under my nails. Yeah. I don't even have nails and I would still figure something out.
So
there would have to be some kind of evidence that's or if there's drugs in your system, you can go. And she also waited 4 days, which is odd.
Exactly.
But
to me, sometimes people think she went in with the idea that, hey, I'm going to screw him over. Or do you think she was 4 days later, what did I do? I want to take it back. And this is the only way that I can take it back.
I don't think it was. I think she planned to do it. is what it seems to me, because they were not on speaking terms beforehand is the vibe that I got from the article, at least. I could be totally wrong, right. But I got the vibe that it was like she was doing it as more of like a vindictive thing where she was like, I'm going to go have sex with this person. And then if they, because also I would imagine that they would have to do like a rape kit on her. So then if they do a rape kit, it would probably come back.
Well, you said it was
positive.
four days after he left the country.
Yeah, but sometimes it could last like 5 days.
What's involved in a rape kit?
I think it's basically a do swab.
Yeah, they swab stuff out of the affected areas.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what? That's it?
So, like, if there's, like, trauma caused to the area, if there's, things that are left behind. Exactly.
Things like that, I guess.
But
that could be any rough, you know what I mean, like makeup sex.
Which is why you install cameras in your house.
Come on, exactly. He's smart, man.
So you get informed consent before you have sex with anybody.
Yeah.
Have and them so initial the, every time beforehand.
The article mentions that she was, not sexting, but she was having a romantic type conversations with a guy in London. So they think that. You know, basically she was leaving him to go be with him, the other guy. Right. So maybe something happened with them and she's like, oh, I got to go back to my husband. And
but then why would screw him over after that?
Well, because maybe they got back together. Who knows?
Oh, Jesus.
The one thing I thought was really interesting, though, was that they included evidence of revenge porn because he sent a picture of his ex-wife to his ex-wife, basically being like, oh, yeah, I bet that London guy likes this a lot.
So she sent him a nudie picture, whatever you want to call it, right?
She sent it to him.
Yeah, while
the
they
ex-husband.
Were
ex-husband.
No,
married.
While they were married, right? And he still had it on his phone.
So he still had it. Okay.
So then he sends it back with a snarky comment saying, I bet your guy in London likes this. They classifies that as revenge porn.
It's her.
Yeah, it's going back
she
to the
sent
person
it to
that
him,
sent it.
He sent it back to her. It's revenge porn, according to Australia. Yeah,
they're crazy down there, man. Yeah, the heck? That they need to get
that. Just
the only thing that I would think is that, like, that's a little bit threatening. Like, well, you sent it back to me, or you're gonna send it to somebody else. But at the same time, you didn't actually do it,
right?
But
I don't know what the exact qualifications are for revenge porn, but it seems to me like sending a picture back to the person that sent it to you is not revenge porn.
I wouldn't think so either. Like, here's this picture of you that you sent me previously. Take it back.
That is so, like, far from common sense.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, revenge porn, I'm trying to think of an instance when that would be, where that would make sense. What's revenge porn? I send you my dick?
Well, no, so revenge.
I send you a picture of my dick? That's revenge porn.
If you send it to me, it is.
I've been harassed.
It is a problem.
No, but I'm just trying to figure out what would.
So
what is this for revenge?
My understanding of what revenge porn is when when you're with somebody and they send you a naked picture or whatever, and then you break up and you post it on social media or something, you put it on the internet in general. And basically you're taking their image that was given to you in trust and you're putting it out for everyone to see.
Oh,
damaging
that person's
reputation.
Okay,
saying this is my ex Susie and here he is being a slut or whatever. That is revenge. My idea of revenge.
Yeah. Cause it was something that's supposed to be private. That's not.
Okay. That would make sense. Right. I get it. Okay.
Fact that he sent it back to her negates that whole side of the argument, right? If I'd put it on, Joe Bob's website and said, my wife, the pediatrician, is a whore or whatever.
Especially if you're a pediatrician, you'd be screwed.
Right. But I don't get that. And the other thing is there was two counts of domestic violence. Basically, I guess during one of the arguments, he grabbed her phone and threw it out the front door. And they classified that as domestic violence because it broke the screen on the phone.
It's so stupid.
Really? Come on.
Yeah.
Destruction of property, maybe. But then at the same time, like, who bought the phone?
Right. Yeah. If he bought the phone, is it just me breaking my own stuff?
Yeah. Then what are you going to do? That's why you need to get informed consent.
Yes.
Every single time.
Get
in
writing.
When you send a dirty picture, you got to be like, look, here's this trust. I need you to sign it.
This has a, what is that? This has a TTL on it. Time to live.
There you go.
It self-destroys in 30 days.
And I'm going to get what's it called when they have somebody else look at your stuff? To approve, like, the signature is real.
Like an authenticator?
I mean, close. I could put a JSA label on it and be like, look, this is an authenticated signature.
Are you talking like what they do with like baseball cards and collectibles and stuff like that?
Like legal documents. You have to have somebody witness it.
Oh, a notary.
Notary.
Notary. Yeah. Oh, wow. I was way off base on that one.
I'm going to get a notary as a roommate. Yeah,
this is really
bad. I have one as a roommate, so if you need a notary, know.
Really?
I use a roommate.
Okay. Yep.
Sorry. And one of the last things on that article that I found kind of weird is that the article states that the police investigated it for 2 years. And ignored evidence supplied by the husband, which I think is why.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, 2 years.
Okay, so
2 years.
Wait, hold on. But he served 37 days in jail.
32 days.
When did he serve that time?
It must have been after the 2 years of evidence.
What a waste of time.
So stupid.
Oh my God.
So stupid.
Horrible idea.
Like all that money of the police officers spending their time and like resources to investigate something had evidence the whole time.
She needs to be charged and she needs to pay up that because you know what, dude, you wasted everybody's time.
All right. So of that $500,000 that he's looking for, how much of that comes from the wife? How much comes from the police, the prosecutors? I mean, is it each one of them pops out $500?
He's charging all of them.
Yeah. What the article says.
Even the police department?
Yeah, police, prosecutors, and his ex-wife.
I would say the prosecutors. I don't know. Why the police department?
I would say the prosecutors pay them.
They ignored the evidence.
Yeah. They had the evidence the whole time. They just hid it from the defense.
I don't understand if he has his own attorneys, why can't he tell them?
Maybe he gave his only copy to the police and the police had it and they were like, we're going to toss this under the fucking rug.
That fell behind the desk that no one ever checked behind.
But it's weird that they did that.
It went to trial.
Yeah.
And he was found guilty.
But I mean, do they have jury in
Australia?
I don't
know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, because if it went to trial, they didn't find him guilty. And then there was this new evidence they found out. How does it? How do they redo it and why is it only 32 days?
I mean, the 32 days, it's odd that they would get an appeal that quick.
Right.
I'm thinking his sentence was genuinely just 32 days and then probably parole. So they probably gave him a lot of the times they give people 3 to 6 months or something and then they get off on good behavior.
32 days for rape. Then they didn't believe it then.
You wouldn't think so.
You see what I'm saying? Like, because if it was really rape, you don't give somebody 32 days for real rape.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure California has some pretty lax rules on it where it's not even considered, if I remember right.
Or Australia, you mean?
I mean, California.
What?
Like, California is, because it's considered a nonviolent crime.
Rape?
If I remember, or most sexual assault is considered not.
I'm pretty sure that same rape as like stealing is scientifically or medically defined as being an act of violence.
I'm
pretty
wrong.
Sure. I don't really. If that was the punishment, you'd see a lot more people being raped.
All right, let's not.
Bruh. Just saying. I'm just saying 32 days for rape.
Well,
3 years.
So the article doesn't really get into what the time frame of, you know, when was jail served and when wasn't it. So it's kind of hard for us to say, and not knowing anything about the judicial system in Sydney, it's a little hard to know.
Yeah. California is up to 6 months because it's considered misdemeanor sexual battery.
Rape?
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
Isn't that depressing?
California, once again, you've proven how big of a piece of shit you are.
My sister is a police officer, or my sister-in-law is a police officer there. And when they passed this law, she was freaking outraged because she was like, now it's basically like if you rape somebody, it's on the same level as somebody stealing something from a store.
But let's think this through, right? Let's think this through because in to rape somebody unwillingly, you're going to have to dominate them and maybe hit them.
That's a violent
right, considered sexual battery.
But you gotta have to restrain them, hit them. So then there could be other charges on top of that, right? Which would be
assault, what she's saying, sexual battery. So
right.
It's sexual battery. So they're throwing the violent part into that with the term battery.
That is a dumbest law ever.
Yeah, I remember she was not pleased when that passed because they when they put the bill out, they were basically like, yeah, it'll just make nonviolent crimes like stealing not
we had a conversation
felony, and then they kind of slid that one in underneath it as not considered a
right. Well,
it's more of a misdemeanor.
The article you had a little while back about the guy that was stealing the Star Wars memorabilia. mm-hmm. the court basically, you know, it was $200,000 worth of stuff. And the court basically just dismissed it, you know, saying, oh, well, it's, you know, it's not a violent crime, so don't worry about it. It's like, what?
Right.
California strikes again.
I mean, the one perk is this is stating that a victim can sue for rape afterwards.
Well, okay. I would That's assume great. That you're allowed to sue after
loss of
your...
earning capacity, psychological counseling, anxiety and insomnia, punitive damages, loss of earning capacity.
Is the idea that you get a criminal, a low-end criminal charge, and then you can and be the, sued privately for...
One of the main reasons is if the accuser made up false accusations of rape cases. You had an honest and reasonable belief that the accuser consented to intercourse. Whatever physical contact took place, it fell short of actual intercourse. The evidence is insufficient, or you are the victim of mistaken identity.
A victim of
mistaken. Wait, so this is a believe reasoning women. So they're
as to why. So they're basically stating like you can't really
prove it.
It's hard to prove.
And so therefore we're gonna err on the side of she probably was raped. And therefore, an innocent guy could go to jail for 6 months. You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's very small for somebody who actually did the crime. Mm-hmm. I get it. I mean, but at the same time, it's like if you have all the evidence that this person did it, and there's maybe video evidence of this, you're telling me that that's going to be only 6 months?
Yeah, that seems really weird.
That's terrible.
Is there multiple levels? Is there like a...
I believe that there is, depending.
Sexual battery and then like rape in the first degree.
Some of the things that constitute rape are kind of interesting. So like,
oh yeah, that's true too.
It was based on fraud.
If the rape was based on fraud?
Yeah. So if the basically attacker fraudulently convinces the alleged victim that the sexual act serves a professional purpose, even though it does no such thing.
Oh, like porn?
So like, hey,
like if you tell somebody, hey, we're going to do a porn film?
Or like a doctor examination, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Similar. You know, maybe your doctor, your gynecologist gets a little handsy.
I was mostly thinking of like the sugar daddy thing. Like,
Sugar daddy.
Oh, okay. I'll pay you like $1,000 a month and then you have sex and it's like, well.
What
There's a thing out there.
Sugar daddy website?
Yeah.
There's a couple. I don't know what they're called though.
Where like old men are looking for company.
Uh-huh.
From a younger, hotter
this fucking close to do it. No, I'm just kidding.
Really? What is that called? No, but so he would be called sugar daddy, but what would the girl be called? There's a term for that.
I think it's the sugar baby.
Sugar
Something
baby.
Like that, which makes me feel uncomfortable. Really?
This is the first
Isn't there a candy called sugar baby?
I have no idea. It's like
a shitty caramel one.
Yeah.
It tastes so gross.
Something your grandma would give you.
We're gonna have to do an intervention on Ray because there's about to be a sugar baby. But now what happens? Like, you go on, like you join this guy and he just, takes you out to dinner to like,
yeah, I've had many people.
You just have to be his friend, right? I know that some people say like, you don't have to have sex with them.
No,
but you can, you just keep him company.
A guy offered to pay me $1,000 a week to go on one date with him a week.
And you said no way.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's suspect. Anybody that's trying to pay for company.
Do you have to pay for the date?
We're going to go on a $1,000 date.
What do you have to do afterwards?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
You just have to sit there.
Yeah, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
Yeah.
And this is run through. This was just some guy that came to you.
Some guy that came to me.
But they also do this via a website where you can sign up. And
what's this website called?
No, I don't know what the website
Whatever,
is called.
You have a profile.
I don't.
Stupid.
I don't have any dating profiles. I had that and I had another guy that wanted to pay me to like travel with him. But then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get sold into sex slavery. Like I'm smarter than this.
Fuck
like,
that. No.
That's so wait, is there like I'm not getting under jet.
So when I join this site, is there going to be your profile there? Is going to be
no,
like,
look
hey
it up.
Guys.
Is it like Close Encounters?
I'm 25, like blonde.
I'm not 25. I'm
whatever.
Not
you know what I'm saying?
I'm so old.
Yeah, you're old. Right.
I can carry a conversation.
I'm not a total idiot.
Oh, my God.
Well, do you think the men that are going to these sites are actually looking for conversation?
No. They just want somebody pretty to sit there.
That's sad.
Ew. Exactly. That's why I'm like, if you need you to pay somebody, it.
Be there, well, be somebody's friend.
So let's be honest.
Why are you so selfish?
If you're a 75-year-old man and you've got a 25-year-old blonde or whatever sitting next to you at dinner, do you really think that they're going to have anything in common worth talking about?
None of the guys that I did were all that much older. None of the guys that offered me were all that much older. I had one that was 40 and I had one that was 30.
How much did you make?
Well, there's the $1,000. The other one was he was going to pay for basically everything for
me. So you made $1,000
on the
trip? No, I didn't. I didn't go. The one that wanted to travel was like he was going to pay for everything.
Travel to where?
Just wherever he wanted to go. He just wanted somebody to go with him.
So what, yeah, what stops you from doing it?
Getting sold into sex slavery. Do I need
that's the guy who wanted to take you somewhere. Cases. No, I'm talking about the guy who was like local. You know what I mean? Like you can say, hey, public place, lights everywhere.
I don't know. I just felt like it was still suspicious that I was like convinced he was a part of the Illuminati and it weirded me out.
What the?
Okay. Yeah, he was real suspect.
Okay.
He owned like some technology company. And it creeped me out.
But it's a thing. I know it's a thing. There's a website for this.
There's a whole long story behind it.
What is the website called?
I don't know what the website's called. I've never been on one.
Shit.
One of them was a patient that offered me the $1,000. The other one was
Ashley Madison.
Through a friend.
Well, that's the cheat. The, yeah.
Oh, happy matches.
Happy matches.
All right, we're gonna cut it short this week. That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. All right.
Oh, we forgot what's her nuts.
Every time.
All right, next time.
How do we keep doing this?
That's all the time we have.